Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and that's the name of our, could very well be the name of our one-man show tour, Truth is Our Bitch. We'll see. But nonetheless...
You're going to give it away.
No, we're not giving it away. I thought maybe, maybe not. I don't know at this particular point. There's all kinds of business that got to get done. But we do welcome you to the program. We appreciate you guys being with us. We're here at, we're here at the El Pacifico every night, and we are also online at philhendryshow.com. The Miami Dolphins have a new design, or they're going to be looking at a new design for their uniform, and we're going to be talking with an assortment of sports aficionados and design aficionados on the program here this evening on this new Miami Dolphin design. It looks, they're going a lot of different ways.
Well, I'll say they're going a lot of different ways.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think they're overstepping. I think some of these designs are going to look less than...
Less than what?
Heterosexual.
Oh, man. You...
No, I didn't. No.
Well, yes, you did. I just heard you say it.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that.
No, I did not. I didn't shout it out.
It doesn't matter, Margaret, I keep telling you, whispering it, people are still going to hear it, okay?
What are you doing with your hands? You're waving them around like you're an Italian grandfather.
Yeah, Mr. Andy, y'all like, wee.
Okay, well, let's get it off the point. I'm talking about the Dolphins, okay? So forget about what I was doing with my hands.
See, right there, this is a design.
And I just want to tell people, we're on Phil TV and HD. I'm showing a helmet design here, one of the new helmet designs of the Miami Dolphins. This is a... What do you think of that one?
Man, I don't like that. There's no face. You can't see the Dolphins, you know, mood.
Yes, the old Dolphin logo, you could see the mood of the Dolphin. You saw the helmet. You knew the Dolphin was going to war.
Yeah, that's just a Dolphin swimming.
Well, I mean, you knew the Dolphin was going to war. I think what they want to do is get away from the cartoon aspect of it, and they want a nice, sleek, beautiful... It's not even about necessarily... the mascot, it's about the design, you know, and about what the design represents. For instance, if it's a dolphin, what do you think of?
Think of Flipper.
But, well, no, yeah, maybe at one time. There's a whole generation of people don't think of Flipper. What do you think of when you think of a dolphin?
Like jumping through a hoop.
Yes, I think of a beach ball.
No, that's not, well, I don't. I think of an animal that is sleek, that's moving through the ocean, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, Mr. Andy. Everybody knows if you look at a dolphin, you're thinking about the Flipper. You can't not think about it.
I'm telling you, I don't necessarily think of Flipper. We got dolphins out here in the ocean. I've seen them all the time, okay? And I ain't thinking of Flipper.
Well, what are you thinking of?
I'm thinking it's a dolphin. It's going through the water. Dolphins are really kind of cool to see if you're out on a boat and you see them. They almost look like they're paralleling the boat as they're diving through the water, you know?
Yeah, that's because they're trained to do that.
Yes, they're trained.
They're not trained in the ocean.
Yeah, but they have the instinct to play and give a show.
That's a good point. If you go out there, Phil...
Hold on for just a sec. Dolphins don't have the instinct to put on a show. What does that mean, bud?
In other words, you've seen human beings. They'll do it. Haven't you ever seen a little kid that'll tap dance? And even if you don't want the kid to tap dance, they'll do it. And they'll do it and they'll do it. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right, man. I remember my nephew, he loved to sing, you know, and he would sing, and we tried to do everything we could, and we could do nothing about it.
Are we going to start doing the line from Goodfellas?
Well, Phil, you're asking for it. I mean, there are certain things that are organic, that are endemic. You know what that means.
Yeah, I know what that means when it comes to human beings. Dolphins don't just say, hey, I'm a dolphin, I think I'll put on a show. It's not the same way. Dolphins are jumping through the water out there, okay? All right, Margaret?
Is this something you heard some man say through a bullhorn on a boat? Because
maybe it is.
Well...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you might as well... Yeah, what? Did you learn about jungles at Disneyland? Give me five.
Yeah, that jungles at Disneyland. No, I didn't. And yes, I did. I heard a guy out there... one day, saying something about dolphins. And this is what he said. He said, first of all, the dolphins we have out here are called normal dolphins, but that's not the point.
Well, I should hope they're normal dolphins.
Yeah.
Hold on. The reason why dolphins dive through the water like that is because they are herding, literally herding fish. They are pushing fish toward the island, because we have the Channel Islands out here. So when you see dolphins, if you guys have ever been on a boat, and you see dolphins leaping through the waves, right? Bud thinks that's because they have a natural instinct to want to put on a show.
Well, don't you think they want to, like, do that?
No, I don't think they want to do that. I don't think they could give a crap whether they're putting on a show for us or not.
Well, then why are they so friendly and bounce the ball?
They're trained, Margaret. They're trained to do that. They may be friendly animals. Most of the time when you meet a friendly dolphin, quote-unquote, it's just a hungry dolphin. It's an animal that wants to be fed. He's probably been fed before by humans, so he comes up to a human. And I'll tell you something, they're wild animals, and dolphins will attack humans that piss them off. They've been known to do it. They killed one kid down here in Brazil because him and his friend had been harassing this creature and had actually tried to injure it. And this thing came right to defend itself. It came right at this kid with that snout and drove this kid right into the sand and essentially killed him.
Well, that's a violent, that's something they should maximize. I don't think they should kill, but where is this animal? Is it something they can?
No, Margaret, it's out in the ocean someplace. The point is that dolphins are not, you guys seem to think that they were born to tap dance and sing.
Dolphin not going to tap dance, but, you know.
No, they are not born to do any of that stuff. When they're out there, they're herding fish toward the island, okay? We get the Channel Islands, so they're pushing the fish over there toward the islands, toward the coastline there of the island. And that way they've got a, you know, concentrated area of fish that they can then feed on. And they even have the little baby dolphins. They even put them to work. What are you looking at?
Come on, Phil.
Phil, I've heard some tall tales.
Look, if you don't believe me, look it up. Go online. Make sure you've got a credible source. Look it up. That's why dolphins do that. Okay. Having said all that stuff, these are the new designs. So I think that's a really cool design right there. It doesn't have the helmet.
Well, what happened to the really angry dolphin?
Yeah, the angry dolphin is very good because it looks like a dolphin that wants to go and, you know, attack.
Yeah, why don't they have that?
I think they wanted to get away from it, man. They wanted to get away from that stupid cartoony-looking dolphin with a helmet, like that one right there that I'm showing. And then there are there's a variety of these. And I think they wanted something that was a little sleeker, something a little more modern. That sucks, that helmet there. There's a three-colored helmet, folks, that we were looking at. It's a tri-colored orange, white, and that green.
What is it called, tri-colored?
Tri-color meaning three colors, okay?
Well, why don't you just say it's three colors?
Because I'm calling it we starting early today, man, aren't we?
Sorry.
In any event, the dolphins are looking for a new uniform, and I think what they're doing is they're not looking for, but they are looking to change the design of their uniform for the 2013 season. Primarily the helmet, although I have seen some designs of, the full, like they've got the green, all green uniform, which I don't know, I'm not nuts about that. We're going to talk here with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We also have Vernon Dozier, who will join us, who's a football coach, and a couple of other people will be discussing football helmets, football designs. I realize it is springtime, but those of us who love the game of football, and I say love the game of football, I like watching it, playing it. No, thank you.
Well, it's hardly realistic for you to be playing the game now, but I would say this. I think there is something disingenuous about people that, oh, I love football, I love football, and then it comes around, and you sit in the stands and you watch as other men reduce each other, reduce the functional brain cells, reduce each other's ability to procreate.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the violence that is done.
Reduce each other's ability to procreate.
They take a knee to the...
Well, nonetheless, Margaret, you're right, and that kind of violence that does create that kind of... Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying most of you guys are chicken.
Wow, what a chop, Henry.
Don't call me Henry. And aren't you a football fan?
Not really.
So we're chicken, huh?
Most of the football fans are chicken, yes. I don't think there's a lot of them that used to play, but I think most of you guys, when you get right down to it, I've got a big yellow stripe right down your back.
Shut up, bud. Well, maybe that's the case, okay? Maybe I'm not going to go out and play football and get my brains rattled around like so many of these poor guys so that I wind up sitting home one day alone and staring at something just strikes me weird, like the sun's too bright or the pool's dirty, and I decide to kill myself.
Is that what Junior say I did?
I don't know, but I mean, the fact is that poor man had brain damage, and there was an entire discussion of just exactly what's happening to ballplayers. And why there's the concussions do the damage that they do. So can we get off that topic? We're talking about uniform design.
Well, that's really important.
Yeah, but certainly not. It's great to talk about. I think we should talk about concussion and the brain.
Yeah, what's going on with their brains?
How about what's going on with your brain, man? Should we start there?
I ain't that not never had a
concussion.
Concussion.
Really? Your head went through a tree. You think?
Oh.
Yeah. Look, we'll be right back, folks, with Vernon Dozier and Doug Danger. We don't need to talk about concussions with you, bud. I got the pictures of your head going through that tree. That's all we need. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and watch as well as listen. It is a reality show wrapped around a radio show. All that and more. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The
yes,
Phil Henry Show.
Yes,
you don't know if it's a concussion. I think it was, man.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
It is the world famous Phil Henry Show. And the idea of design, the idea of color, the idea of these different things might not appeal if you were just to say to a group of men, let's talk about design. And they might ask you to leave the room. They might say, look, you know, I don't know what you're driving at, Phil. We used to think you were, not that we have any prejudice, but we're in here, we're hanging, we've got pretzels and beer. And then if you said to them, no, I'm talking about the design of the new Dolphin uniform, then all of a sudden every guy in America becomes, who, Bill Blass? They become Mr. Blackwell. We have with us on the line Vernon Dozier, who's a football coach at Belmar Academy and also from Orange County. Doug Danger. Vernon, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing good.
And Doug, you there?
I'm right here, Phil, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Listening to you and talking about that as a gay man, gay journalist, it's a stereotype. I know you're meaning to be funny, but it is a stereotype that I think we have to fight, especially right now. We're talking about gay marriage. And I did see, and I noted with approval, you have the gay box. I don't know what it's called. I wanted to ask about that, what Mr. Danger just called a gay box. What is that?
It's a flag. It looks like a flag to me with the two parallel bars.
Yeah, well, what it is, Vernon, basically what it is, just a symbol of support for gay marriage. And I have that as my avatar on my Twitter account. I think, Phil, you have that, right?
I do. I have it on my Facebook account, and I have it on my my Twitter account.
I got to back. Hold on for a minute, because when you just jumped on and this, I blew one eardrum out. Oh, I'm sorry, Phil.
I apologize.
That's all right, but you came on and it hurts because the audio came on. Oh, ow. What happened? When Phil jumped on and said, the first word just came blaring out into the earpiece, and it came searing through my skull. And I know you didn't mean to do it, Phil.
I apologize. I'll tell you what happened is the fader just kind of jumped up a little bit.
It doesn't matter now, but I understand you didn't do it on purpose, but it just sears right through my brain. It cut from one ear and just knifed right through my skull to the other ear. Hold on for just a minute, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Doug Danger is also with us.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Phil. Could you just not talk? God. Ow. Well, maybe you ought to have a doctor look at that. Again, I'm asking you guys, would you please not talk? Well, we're on a radio program, sir, and could you please not talk? I don't know that Mr. Henry...
Vernon, can I ask you something? Is the pain so bad that you're not going to be able to go on with the interview?
The pain is going to go away if you guys would just please, forgive me for putting it this way, shut your traps. But, sir, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I know you are, sir. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to collect what gray matter I've got left after Henry came on and went, duh.
Wait a minute. I didn't do that, all right?
Oh, the hell you didn't. I'm sitting here with a phone. I'm all set to do an interview, and you came on with, duh, like that, and it blew. It blew through my head like a hot wind. It blew right through my head. Well, you know, I don't mean to make a joke here, but if it got through your head that easy, is there anything there obstructing it? And I'm not, I don't mean to make a joke. Ha, 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 ha. I'm serious. I don't mean to make a joke, sir. Ha, ha, ha. Well, all right. I was simply trying to state that I think you're being a little petty, and ha, 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 ha.
Vernon, you know.
This is childish. Ha, ha.
Vernon, okay. I get it. And, Doug, that was not very kind to say. You're not trying to make a joke. Yes, you were.
When I said what?
When you said, is there anything obstructing whatever's going from one ear to the...
Ha, 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 ha. See, I can do that, too. Ha, 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 ha. All right, look, Vernon, take it easy. I'm Doug Danger, all right? I'm a gay man, a gay journalist. I'm not angry at you, even though what you may be saying here today... is, well, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't, Vernon. And could you please just talk to me and stop worrying about your ear? If it hurts that bad, then maybe you ought to get off the air and have a doctor look at it or otherwise attend to it, okay?
Ha, ha, ha.
I'm going to hang up on you if I hear that one more time.
All right, look, I was trying to make a point, though. I'm sitting here after you came on and blew what's left of my left ear out because, yeah, I don't know whether you know it or not, Phil. But I had a very, very unfortunate incident in Hamilton, Ontario, back when I was playing with Tiger Cats in the Canadian League. I was coming off the field, and we'd had a particularly tough loss. And I was quarterback in the team at the time. And as I came off the field, some smart-ass fan with a bullhorn put it right up to my ear and just blasted the words, "You suck," like that. And I'll never forget it.
Where was this at?
It was in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Mr. Danger.
I know what that is.
All right. Well, I'm talking about Canadian football. Do you know about that?
Yes, sir, I do know about it, okay? Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm a sports fan. I understand that. And I know that it's three down.
Well, it's not even a half. This crowd in Hamilton, Ontario, which is kind of like a Pittsburgh Steeler-type city, the kid put the horn up to... Can you turn the radio down there? I got my wife with me. Turn that radio down, will you, babe? I know you're listening to... I'm on the radio. Why don't you listen to the Mr. Henry Show? Oh, that's right. We can't find you on any radio station anywhere, Phil. I don't know if that's important to you or not.
Yeah, it sort of is, but, you know.
In any event, so this fan puts a bullhorn right up to my ear and goes, "You suck." Now, the reason why I'm doing it, that's exactly what he did. And he pressed the bullhorn to my ear.
Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If this guy put a bullhorn to your ear, why did he, you know, it doesn't take all that much to just... move away from the guy.
I understand that, but something happens to you when someone is that brazen, and someone is that gutsy, and someone is that unbelievably intrusive. You're almost frozen in a pose of admiration. And I stood there, and I talked later on to Angelo Musco, who's one of our defensive ends. He said, "Did you see the look in your face?" I said, "Well, no, of course I didn't." He said, "You had almost a smile on your face, and you were leaning into the bullhorn." And I said, "You're kidding." He said, "No." And I said, "That must have been because I couldn't believe the pair on this guy. And I was almost admiring." You see what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Well, if you admit that to a team or to a doctor or to a lawyer or anybody, they're going to just, did you sue or what happened?
No, this was back. You didn't sue for those things back then.
Well, that's your first mistake. You should have sued. You should have gotten some compensation for it.
No, you're not going to sue for that. You're not going to sue for that. You got to man up. And you got to suck it up.
All right, so every time somebody says something loud, you got to go, ow, 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 ow.
Wow, you really... I don't believe I did that. If I did that, I apologize.
Yes, you did. You were sitting there holding your ear, and you're going, ow, 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 ow. It apparently... it was obvious you were in pain.
All right, well, I apologize for that. I didn't mean to come off like a... I want to be a man, and I want the young listeners out there to know how a man acts. When that guy put the bullhorn to my head... I leaned into it and absorbed the punishment.
So doesn't that count for anything? Hello?
All right, we got to take a break, all right?
Oh, sure.
Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back and try to get to a review of the Dolphin uniforms. Vernon Dozier and Doug Dang are on the line with me as we talk about a little bit about Vernon losing his eardrum in an incident in Hamilton, Canada. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
And I leaned into it. I can understand Phil, you try to impress the fans a little bit, okay?
Are we going to see that?
Are we going to see what? Going to see Sofia Vergara.
We'll see Sofia Vergara's blonde hair when we get to that topic. Yes, she's apparently a blonde, and I don't mean she dyed her hair blonde. I mean that she is a blonde, and she decided to show off the hair color. And she's a beautiful, she's a very hot, sexy chick, and looks good with the blonde hair. Is that that's natural blonde hair, huh?
I'm sorry, Phil. Can I jump in?
Go ahead.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but there's one sure way of finding out. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know that, you know. What does that mean, you're a gay man? Of course, if you're gay, you can figure that one out. If you're with your guy... Look, man, I'm not here to talk about sex, Phil. I'm here to talk about this design, the Miami Dolphin uniform... And I thought that that's why we were here. Well, I'm sorry that it sidetracked to this, because I think I'd like to talk a little bit more about a woman who... I got to tell you, I've never, ever in my life seen any woman hotter than this Sofia Vergara there on the Modern Family. She's got everything going on, everything and more. She comes with the whole package. She has every piece of equipment. If she was a battleship or a tank... You know, she would have every modern piece of equipment.
But yeah, she had like GPS and everything.
Hey, let me tell you what, kid. GPS would just be the beginning of what she's got. She'd have sonar. She's got. Let's just, for instance, Phil, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, we're off point anyway.
Well, I don't like the conversation.
If you don't mind, ma'am, I'm just. Let's say her. Well, please forgive me, but her. You know, her butt. Okay. What would you say that is?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Well, what do you want to do, man? You want to start breaking down a woman's body like pieces of equipment on a tank?
Yes, that's what I'd like to do for once in my life. For once in my life, I'd like to be free to do that. Everywhere you go these days, you can't talk about a woman in those terms, or they think you're a sexist. Or they think you're some kind of a, what's the word, the chauvinist pig. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you. I don't think you're wrong, man. If you want to break it down that way, we're just here talking about something else. Is all.
That's exactly right. We're here to talk about the Miami Dolphins.
Oh well, I'm so sorry. The Miami Dolphins, the gay capital of America. There, I said it.
What are you all pissed off about?
Because I saw this picture of this Vergara, and I wanted to talk about it.
The picture or the woman?
The woman.
It?
In this instance, she's an it. No, she's not an it, but I wanted to break down what she's got, and it's easier to do, well.
Yeah, let's not and say we did, man. Let's move on, and let's talk about this dolphin. That's why you came on this show, to talk about these dolphin colors.
All right, I'm talking about colors. Her hair...
Well, I'll say, and her pubic hair, is that what you want to say?
I didn't say that. You did, ma'am. I did not say that.
No, but you just about wanted to have everybody else say it. You wanted to bring it out. So you're wondering what? Is she a real blonde? That's what she says in the article. She says she's a real blonde.
And why has she got dark eyebrows, huh? Yeah. Yeah! You don't know that one, do you?
Well, why is this so important to you?
I don't know. I just... Can I venture a guess, Phil? I think, Vernon, if I know you, and I don't know you that well, but are you getting tired of your wife? Excuse me, Mr. Gay Man and Gay Journalist. That's between me and my wife, okay? I'm just asking you. You're on the radio here commenting very publicly about this Sofia Vergara and whether or not she's got light-colored pubic hair or dark-colored pubic hair. And I think if your wife was listening, you know, excuse me, but that's something that I will talk about with my own wife, if you don't mind, Mr. Gay Journalist and Gay Man, because that doesn't mean I don't have the ability to know whether somebody's getting their feelings hurt. If you don't mind, boy, I'll tell you, this is exactly what's wrong with this country. All I want her to do is take a look at her.
Go ahead.
I wanted to look at her ass and compare it to a tank. And that sounds bad.
Oh, that is so flattering. Isn't that wonderful? That's all we wanted to do, is look at this young woman's ass and compare it to a tank.
That's not how I wanted to put it, Phil. What I wanted to say...
Well, how did you want to put it?
What I wanted to say is I wanted to have the freedom to break down a woman's physical parts as if they belong on a tank. Man, you are a real lady killer, I'll tell you. I mean, you got a line going, man. How old's your wife? You said your wife's about 23. God, that's none of your business. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You shouldn't be threatened by me. It's still none of your business.
Why is that?
Because on principle, I'm not going to talk to a guy about my wife. I don't care if he is gay.
Well, I happen to know she's around 23 or 24.
No, she's 23. Okay, well, I found out. She's 23 and you're 50-something, right? Yeah. And you're the guy that's sitting here wanting to trade her in? Dude, if I were you, I would consider myself very, very lucky. Yeah, because I'm straight and you're gay, so that's a jackball. All right, so are we all done with this? You call me a jackball, huh?
Hey, listen, I'm telling you right now, if we don't get back on topic, I'm hanging up and we're going to go, I'm going to do something else. I may even just walk off this show and do something else entirely. Do a TV show. Join the circus. Become a Miami Dolphin cheerleader.
Oh, wow. Have you been hanging around with this guy long enough? Don't you know, man, when a guy's making a joke, all I'm saying is I look at this, now forget it. If I knew that I was with guys that don't want to talk about a hot-looking...
Colombian woman, yes, I'd like to. On any given day, it would be a fine, fine topic, but we've already launched into this one, and I'd like to finish it, if you don't mind. We'll get to Sofia Vergara later on in the program, probably next hour, and you won't be here to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying, because it's very unfair. Oh, this guy's going to start crying, Phil.
What a disgrace, man.
Why do you say that?
Because you got kids listening that you're coaching, and you're bawling because you don't get to talk about what you want to talk about. What a child. All right, let me just shift this conversation then over to Margaret and you, Doug, and...
So, in other words, I'm just not going to be allowed to talk?
When you compose yourself, yes. What do you think of this new design, Doug? What they're basically doing is they're taking the caricature out of it, and they're making it more, I guess, lifelike, and at the same time accentuating the positive features of this creature, the dolphin.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I looked at this with a very discriminating eye of a gay man, gay journalist, which doesn't mean that I make for a good interior designer. I will bet you any money. Who turned the radio on there? I did.
Well, you're listening to the wrong station. You ought to be listening to us.
I just I don't feel it.
Go ahead, Doug.
As I was saying, this is a design, Phil, that I think is trying to get rid of the caricature.
Do you mind turning the radio down, Vernon?
Looking for the weather, if you don't mind. I don't know what kind of weather we're going to have.
It's not going to be that bad, is it?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Doug.
What I'm saying is the design of this dolphin, of the dolphin logo, is... Hey, here's these new condominiums they're building, honey.
All right, you know what? I've had it, and I can't do it any longer. All right. I just hung up on him. Go ahead.
So you hung up on Vroom?
Yes, I did.
All right, good, because I couldn't hear myself think there. What I'm saying is the dolphin design, Phil, as you very, very accurately said, this is a way of capturing the power of the animal. Showing the very, if you look at a well-designed anything, you appreciate the lines, and the dolphin is one of those beautiful animals that looks like it's so perfectly designed. It's an animal that is friendly around human beings. Obviously, we see the dolphin as almost a compatriot animal, but it has those powerful, sleek lines, and I think those need to be accentuated. I don't think you need to make the dolphin a clown. And if there's been anything that has upset me down through the years, Phil, as a football fan, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and I'm one of the first guys I know of that said this, and I said it early on. I said, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, and that dolphin looks like a Ringling Brothers clown. And if you want to embarrass it, if you want to make it look like a real ass, whatever constitutes an ass in the dolphin world, well, that's what you've done, Miami Dolphins. Now, there is a reason why they haven't been to a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl since the early 70s. You know, the reason is they didn't have good players. It's got nothing to do with the logo. But the logo and the design feel is what keeps the fan more in tune and identified with the football team during the offseason. During the season, they're watching the football players. But during the offseason, during the week when the team isn't playing, they've got that logo. They hold on to that logo. Now, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. All right, Phil? You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. I'm a gay man and a gay. You need to acknowledge.
Yes, we acknowledge that you're gay, Doug.
Yes.
Okay. Now I forgot what I was saying.
You're talking about how the logo is...
Yeah, the logo during the week is what keeps the fan tied. And you don't want to make a chump out of a dolphin. Now, I'm not saying dolphins are smart enough to get revenge or anything, but if you try to chump change a dolphin, and brother, that nose they got, it'll go right through you. You could be out there swimming one day, you could be out there having a good day, and a dolphin's out there. And the dolphin, as you know, Phil, if you ever saw a day of the dolphin, there's a level of communication. I think if the word gets going in the underworld, and I know it sounds crazy, but if you saw a day of the dolphin, if the word gets going down there in King Neptune's, you know, if the dolphins are saying, man, they're chump, you know, they're trying to chump you. I know it sounds kind of goofy.
Yeah, it sounds almost insane.
Oh man!
What?
You did it again, man!
Phil, you're yelling into the microphone.
Yeah, Mr. Ader, can't do that.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Oh, man, you go, yeah, you did it. Oh, man, no wonder Vernon is, well, I'll tell you right now, he must be bleeding from the nose if it affected him the way it's affected me.
I apologize.
Don't talk.
You know what? I've never done a radio show where I've had two guests, not one, two guests who are physically... fragile, the way these two guys are.
Phil, you come on and you go, hey, like that, and it went right. Now I apologize. Vernon, if you're listening, and I can't imagine that you are, if you are listening, you're only listening with one ear, so you must have turned your head to the radio, and that ear is now blown to hell because of what he just did. Woo!
All right, can I ask you one question? Can I ask you a question?
How?
Ask me, Phil.
All right. What is this whole thing about the dolphin? You don't want to chump change the dolphin.
All right.
But the reason why I said that, Phil...
I thought you couldn't hear what I was saying.
Well, you're addressing a question that I should answer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I feel because of the discriminating nature of how I'm able to answer things, I think that the dolphin is an animal that is man's friend. But if you cross it, if you try to make it look like an idiot... And I know you can't make an animal look like an idiot, but if you cross the dolphin, if you try to chump it, if you try to chump change it, if you try to sucker it, it'll come out of nowhere on any given night. I don't care where you are. It will find you. Now, I'm not saying it has a personal vendetta. That's nothing like that. I'm just saying the odds of you coming out of the surf, the odds of you walking out of the surf and not just floating face down and getting washed up, man, they go way down. Do you want to walk out of the surf, or do you want to be washed ashore? Which is it?
All right, Doug.
Well, which is it?
I want to walk out of the surf.
Okay.
So I better not clown a dolphin.
That's right. You go ahead and laugh all you want about it, because I know that's what you're doing right now, but that's what happened.
All right, Doug, thank you. We're going to take that under advisement, and wow.
Well,
You wanted to have him.
What do you mean I wanted to have him?
You want to have him on as a guest.
Yes, I did want to have him on as a guest. Don't chump a dolphin because you won't walk out of the surf. You'll be washed on shore. I don't know. They're going to get rid of the helmet look, so that's fine. Meantime, I've got two guests who had their eardrums blown out by the fact that the fader here on the microphone got away from me, and I'm sorry. I apologize. Now we can get into Sofia Vergara's hair and whether she's a real blonde and her pubic hair and her eyebrows and whether we should compare a woman to a tank and all of that stuff. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Right, gonna,
the Phil Henry
now.
Show.
What?
Well, I've been waiting. I've been waiting and waiting.
All right, I got Dronan Dozier here. He wanted to comment on Sofia Vergara and the blonde hair. And apparently, if I could just get to this, she photographed herself for Instagram because it looks like one of those Instagram pictures. It looks like it's one that she took herself.
Yeah, well, you can see the arms are extended out, and she's got a little pose, and it's in her car, so. The arms are out as if she's holding the camera, and she's in the car.
Well, what does being in the car have to do with it?
Well, I mean, what did she say? Let me sit in the car, and then you can take a picture of me? No, she decided she wanted to get a picture of it. I don't know. It looks like she was leaving a hairdresser or something.
Here is the story. Sofia Vergara is going back to her roots as a fiery Colombian bombshell glory on ABC's Modern Family. She's famous for her exotic features, enviable curves, dark brunette hair, but in real life, she's actually a natural blonde. On Tuesday, March 26th, the voluptuous star returned to her lighter locks and shared a picture of her new old look on Instagram. And Phil TV and HD fans, I apologize, I don't have the picture readily available right now, but I'll get it for you here in a second. Do you have that radio on, Vernon?
Yeah, I'm listening to the weather.
I get it about the... Can you turn it down, please?
All right. Phil, I'm just, I want to make sure.
Are you in Los Angeles?
Yes.
It's not rain. It's perfect weather today.
Oh, is that what it is? It's perfect weather today. Let me tell you something, my friend. I lived in the Caribbean for 4 years. And the way that, now, I know weather doesn't come up the same way in Los Angeles the way it does down there. But if you get a storm front that moves in very quickly and then moves out. And these storm fronts that I saw in, you lived in Florida, didn't you?
Yes.
All right, then you know that a storm front will come in, throw about 3 or 4 punches like a good fighter, and then retreat back to the ropes, come back in, boom, 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 retreat. I don't need that. I don't want it. I was traumatized by it. We were on a cruise for our anniversary, and I was, we took the Disney cruise because I enjoy it, and, you don't want to comment or anything?
You took it.
I said Mr. Henry could comment, not you.
You were on the Disney ship.
Yes. You want to make a big deal out of that?
No, it's fine.
And so a storm came up.
You don't have to talk about that.
Okay. Why don't you guys get it out of your system?
All right. So you took the Disney cruise. Why? Because you...
Because it was relaxing. They have an adult section.
Right. But most cruise ships, well, the whole thing is an adult section.
All right. So what do you want to call me? Am I a child mentally? Am I looking to abduct children? Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
No, you're a man that wanted the innocence and the simplicity of the Disney ship, and you wanted to... Did you go and see Mickey Mouse and all that?
Did you go and see Mickey Mouse and all that? Fine.
Well, you knew he was going to hang up when you started talking about that.
He made an issue out of it. I didn't even bring it up. He said, oh, well, you know.
Yeah, he pretty much did.
And you, bud, you started laughing, so you, a lot of this is attributable to you, and you as well, Robert. But you, when you heard him say Disney cruise, why did you have to pursue it?
He's the guy that pointed it out. He's the guy that said, oh, well, okay, I was on the Disney cruise. And even if I asked a question like, why were you on it, and he just hangs up, you know. He could not have wanted to talk about Sofia Vergara's, hairdo.
Well, it's not a hairdo. It's not a hairdo. It's the color.
Right. Well, He must not have wanted to talk about that.
Yay!
Thank you. All that much because he hung up the minute we got onto the topic of Disney. But anyway, blonde ambitions. Is what she tweeted, gracias to the amazing Kelly Klein. She captioned this photograph. This is the lady who was her colorist. She said, I'm ready for the summer. She said in the past that she decided to go brunette when she broke into show business. Prior to the dye job, casting directors couldn't reconcile her looks with her personality and Colombian accent. I'm a natural blonde, but when I started acting, I would go to auditions, and they didn't know where to put me because I was voluptuous and I had the accent. And I'm beautiful, and I'm fantastic, and...
She's not saying that, is she?
No, she's not. But she had the blonde hair, and so she dyed her hair dark, and that's, I'm sure, what she's going to have to do when she goes back to whatever, you know, that maybe they've stopped shooting. So there she is. She's a blonde. Take a look at it. We'll try to get the picture up there for you as well. Coming up, actually, this is a little bit of sad news. The Simpsons have lost a producer, Don Payne, who was a writer and producer on The Simpsons, has passed on from bone cancer. He was 48 years of age. In sports news, Colt McCoy...
You ever thought about that?
No, I don't want to talk about...
Well, you might as well.
All right, let me just say, Colt McCoy is the target of rumors claiming that he is going to be staying with the Cleveland Browns, claiming that he may be leaving the Cleveland Browns. So far, they say that he will be staying. And Robert wanted to, me to ask or comment on the fact that his name is Colt. Ain't that the name of gay porn actors? And I don't know.
Well, I think, you know, you want to comment on it.
Get comment on something like that. There are probably just as many gay porn actors named Robert.
Yeah, well, you find a man, you let me know.
The name Colt is the name Colt. I don't know, and I think that's a stupid question.
Well, it is unusual, isn't it?
I don't know if it's unusual. I don't know if it's unusual. Maybe there's a million guys being named Colt these days, even as we speak. All right, we'll be right back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, including the Gay Marriage Equality Box. Have you guys seen that? What's it about? What do you think? We'll be back to talk about it more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What's that?
That's Gay Marriage Equality Box. You haven't seen it?
Not really.
I saw it.
Phil Hendry.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here, hour number two. I like to say that. That's a kind of a talk show thing to say. Hour number two. And if the show is bad enough, people will say, thank God, we've only got one more hour to get through. Or they may say, if they're kind, oh, that's too bad. We want more. We'll let you decide. And
I hope they're saying that about you or not saying it.
I understand, bud. I was hoping not to have to just articulate that. So this hour, we're going to talk about the Gay Marriage Equality Box. We also have Larry Grover on, and Larry has been following very studiously the arguments there to the Supreme Court, people opposed and people in favor of gay marriage. Now, I'm sorry that I didn't get the box up, because I was so busy with everybody being children about this. I was so busy trying to find a picture of Sofia Vergara's blonde hair, and I think I've got it here. So if you're really crazy and you want to see what it looks like, there she is. She's a blonde. This is on Phil TV, and you can see that, and that's great. Okay, let's get out of that. Now, what I do want to find is the gay marriage box, and we'll get to that. But you've seen it, and it is an orange box and with two parallel lighter, almost beige or off-white lines. And people are using that as a way of simply expressing support. And I had some people comment to me today over on Facebook. One guy in particular, oh, wow, Phil, it's called slacktivism. All you do is put a box up. Well, I don't know where the guy got the idea that that's all I do. I mean, I've made my arguments to my fellow citizens, and I've expressed my opinion.
Well, as a talk show host, I would think that your opinion may carry weight, but you've always said, don't listen to what talk show hosts say.
Well, that's right. And what you should do is make up your own mind, you know. But if I'm going to talk about anything, I hope I present it somewhat intelligently, and maybe not. I don't know. But be that as it may, it just because you got a gay marriage box on your profile on Facebook doesn't mean that that's all you're doing, all right? Anybody that is going to say to me or you or anyone, oh, wow, that's all well and good, but if that's all you're doing... It's a little weak because how do you know that that's all they're doing? I think what they're doing is betraying. They're opposed to gay marriage.
Well, who is the talk show host?
There was some talk show host. I forget the guy's name. Some guy that's got a talk show, and he was angry at me for having that there. Larry Grover is also angry at me for having that there. But we're not going to talk about that, although I will just tell you that a lot of people are using this. If you see it, you'll know what it is. Some people have variations on it. Some people are satirizing it. Some people have created a marriage box. I think those are the lines that go up and down. It is a square box with a thick pink horizontal lines. And it was offered for sharing this week by the Human Rights Campaign as the U.S. Supreme Court took up arguments in key marriage rights cases. The image replacing profile pictures on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and elsewhere is a makeover of the advocacy group's logo, usually a blue background with bright yellow lines. The Human Rights Campaign made it available in red for the color of love on Monday, and estimated tens of millions of people shared it on Wednesday. Fred Sains is a spokesman for the nonprofit in Washington, said it shows enthusiasm and passion and support. Like viral campaigns of yore, supporting breast cancer awareness, pink ribbons, President Barack Obama, change your middle name to Hussein, and even Arab Spring, which was green, a bit of fatigue set in on some social media streams by those questioning whether such efforts serve to change minds or simply put are plain annoying. My Facebook feed is cascading aesthetic nightmare. Thanks, Equality. Washington Post writer Dan Zach Riley grumbled. Dan, it's a democracy. People can, you know, if you don't dig it, I guess you can unfriend all those people or something.
Well, you don't want to. If you unfriend all of them, what are you talking about?
If everybody wants to make it a statement and you don't dig it, you can just block everybody, right?
You're going to block everybody? What if you want to be friends with them?
Well, then I guess you're going to have to just live with the freaking pink box for another couple of days. A photo of Justice Anthony Kennedy made the rounds with a quip. Before we make a ruling, did enough people change their Facebook profile picture? None of that mattered to the masses of same-sex marriage supporters. Some swapped matzah for the pink lines as Passover got underway, or added frowny internet star Grumpy Cat, who explained marriage equality would make her happy. Also, Bert and Ernie were there, and I think I also saw the Affleck duck, and, you know, on and on and on and on it goes. On the line with us from Culver City, California right now is Vernon Dozier, and he is joining us to talk about the Supreme Court arguments and just what they represent or don't represent, how persuasive they are. Larry, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Phil, and I can tell you that the marriage equality boxes don't bother me at all, because it lets me know how many people are still sort of chasing a rainbow. You know, that's another symbol of the gay peoples. And I just don't think it's going to convince anybody. The American people are not convinced.
All right, tell me why, again, if you don't mind, and I know you've said it a million times, you know, you heard Sotomayor's argument when she was speaking to one of the anti-marriage attorneys, and she asked, can you think of any other...
Yeah, no, I remember the comment.
Yeah, she said she asked, is there any other area in American life, any other area when it comes to human rights or privilege or anything where gay people are or should be prohibited? And he couldn't think of any.
Yeah, and to her, she said to him that that meant that the gay was a special class of people in a bad way. And I'm saying that are not saying that gay people are bad. We're saying in just this... Let me give it to you another way, Phil. We're not even saying that gays shouldn't have love and union and have the legal, the rights of a couple that has a legal union. We are talking about marriage, and marriage is traditionally, Phil, the purview and the area of that's what straight people, heterosexuals, they get married. Gay people get a civil union. Heterosexuals get married. And we're just trying to preserve the institution of marriage.
Because
it has traditionally been an area where only straight people, and that is what straight people do. There have been arguments made.
Let me ask you this, okay, if I may.
Go ahead.
Traditionally in this country, white people own plantation-style houses, okay?
No, that's not...
Hasn't that been the case?
Well...
Traditionally, it was whites that owned plantations. Do we say now that black people are not allowed to?
Well, now, wait a minute. You're saying that black people traditionally have not been rich. That's not true, because we have had wealthy African-Americans, even in the days of the separation, the Jim Crow separation of the races and segregation and so forth, we had wealthy black people.
Okay, but were they allowed to buy plantations?
I don't know.
Well, would you allow them to buy a plantation?
Of course I would have allowed them to buy everything. I would have allowed them to sit down at a lunch counter, but it was, unfortunately, that was not the case.
But legally, couldn't the argument be made that traditionally they never owned plantations, so they should not be allowed now?
Well, who would make an asinine argument like that?
There may be some old-school white folks who had plantations in the days, and their families had plantations in the days of slavery, and they could not bring themselves to accept a black family owning something as sumptuous and as magnificent and as palatial as a good old-fashioned southern plantation. It just would drive them crazy seeing blacks moving into a place like that.
Well, that's absolutely asinine to say. And I know what you're doing. You're trying to say, what you're doing is you're trying to make a parallel between owning a house and a religious sacrament that has been traditionally reserved for the man and the woman.
All right, when you say a religious sacrament, I'll grant you, I know in Catholicism, matrimony is a religious sacrament, and I'll grant you that. We also know that in other religions, it is a religious sacrament. We also know that atheists get married and are allowed to be married, men and women.
No, they're not. Well, yes, they are, if it's a man and a woman, yes.
Okay, if it's a religious sacrament, why are people not tested as to their belief in God?
Well, I don't... What do you mean, tested as to their belief in God? It's the traditional religious sacrament of man. That's what we're talking about now, and that's what makes this different from your plantation, that a black guy, you know, that I'm not saying he shouldn't be allowed to, they should be allowed to.
Okay, but if it's a religious sacrament, marriage,
yes,
then why are you allowing people who are non-believers to use it to solidify or to endorse?
You know, Bill, let me explain something. See, I've heard people say this, and it's true. You, when you're funny, when you stick to the jokes, you've got a great show. When you start going down the you can't go down this way because I have invested my life, okay? My life. And my wife and kids, you know the story.
I know the story. Let's take a break. All right.
Let's take a
break. Well, you know, I don't want to get into a whole thing with him, but I...
Well, he's making the point that, Phil, stick to the funny, and I think that in a lot of ways he's right.
What do you think, Bud?
Well, in a lot of ways he is right, yeah, but in a lot of ways...
I think he's right.
So I should stick to the funny and get away from all this.
Well, I mean, you ought to be able to allow... You ought to be able to allow yourself... You should not edit yourself your opinion.
Yeah, but you should stick to the funny.
Okay, well, thanks for being clear on that. God.
Well, Phil...
No, just hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Phil Hendry Show. You're not backing me into another corner, Hendry. I saw this coming last week when I got booked on your...
All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover on the line with us from Culver City, and we spoke to your mother. Well, we had you on the phone as well, Larry, earlier in the week. I know Gloria's there. Gloria, how are you?
Oh, Phil, I'm doing great. Larry, Larry and I disagree on this as well, but I wanted to let you know and let your listeners know that I'm a very big supporter of gay marriage.
Hey, Mother. May I have the phone?
I'm holding the phone. You can talk into it, but I'll hold it.
All right. That means I've got to yell.
Then you'll have to yell, Larry, because I have other things I want to say.
All right. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to say that this is typical, that everything that I want to do, she goes against. She's against everything that I was in favor of Clinton being impeached. She's against that. I was in favor of, Bush winning, and she's against that. I was in favor of McCain, she's against that. Now I'm in favor of keeping the gay away. That was the conservatives of Kern County campaign, gay away, gay away the gay, and she's against that.
I was against that, Larry, because it was the stupidest thing in the history of man on this planet, because it's the gay away.
What is a gay away?
That was the slogan we came up with, gay away, marriage is for straights, gay away the gay.
It doesn't even make any sense.
It does. We used the slogan, Phil, can I have the phone now? Thank you.
I'm done. I'm washing my hands up, Shelly.
Thank you, Mother. And by the way, speaking of washing your hands, I used a slogan that I got off the side of a laundry box. It was something like, babble away your dirt, or get the dirt out of there with Babcock. What was it?
No, it's Babbo soap.
Babbo soap. Okay.
All right. So it's like, you know, get the dirt out, or...
Well, no, it was like babble away the... What was it?
Larry, the only thing that's going to be babbled away is you, because you are...
Very funny, Mother. What was the slogan?
Don't talk to me like I'm your...
I'm sorry, Mother. What was the slogan?
It was... Babble away your dirt blues.
Yeah, babble away your dirt blues with Babbo. Okay? So I took that and I said, I got it. I've got it. And I went to Dale Griffey and Turner Henson, both guys that are on the steering committee with me at Conservatives of Kern County, and I said, what do you think of this? I wrote it on a chalkboard, gay away the gay. You know, I said it wrong. It's just gay away the gay. And we were ecstatic. We were beside ourselves. We felt it was so good. And to roll it out tonight, as I have, and to such underwhelming response, I got to tell you, you've really done your damage, Henry. You really have.
I haven't done it. What have I done?
Well, you know, as I said, stick with the funny. When you start talking politics, you embarrass yourself.
I embarrass myself to the point where your gay away the gay doesn't work, because I guess people are convinced that gay marriage is all right.
Well, but the point is, why don't you just stick to being funny and quit trying to be cute? Let the rest of us handle the heavy lifting, and you keep us laughing.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. I just happen to have that marriage equality box.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. What gives you the right?
I'm an American citizen.
Oh, boy. I love it when you talk show hosts loved, oh, I'm, you know, and that's what you say.
Okay, what about Bill O'Reilly, man? Does he have a right to talk?
He talks about politics. That's what he does.
He does, huh? Okay, so he talks about politics, so he should not be allowed to be funny.
What are you talking about?
You're telling me that to keep this thing here and keep that thing there and keep everything separate, O'Reilly talks politics, so why does he have Dennis Miller on and they're yucking it up? Why doesn't he just keep it real straight down the middle and talk politics? Because there's all kinds of different things that people are interested in. There's all sides to people. I can talk about this stuff and be stupid, and people can say, boy, that Phil is sure stupid. And be done with it, you know. But for you to come on and make this argument, I shouldn't talk about politics. You haven't responded to what I said.
About what? About blacks owning plantation houses? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying...
My statement was, if whites, if straight people traditionally own marriage, and that belongs to them, and that's the tradition, then why don't we have the same traditions that were at one time only whites... And were things that only white, like playing golf in a country club.
What are you saying now? Are you telling me that black people should be kicked out of a country club? Because that's racist. And
oh, is it now? Well, you know, whites were the only ones that were in country clubs. Why do they gotta let blacks in there?
It's not the same thing. I told you it's a religious institution, and I guess you're gonna counter that by saying, how come we let atheists get married? Okay, all right. Because we've decided that atheists get to be married. The religious ones, the one like me, and I'm religious, we've decided that the atheists get to be married.
So let me get this straight. Just
You're not going to convince me otherwise, Phil.
No, I just want to get this straight. Marriage is a religious institution. I ask you then, why are atheists allowed to be married? Why don't you give a quiz of married couples when they get married? Just how much in God do you believe? But you don't. You just, any straight couple can be married. It doesn't matter. Maybe they hate God. Maybe they hate Jesus. But they're getting married. Now you include in that group of people atheists. And you say to me, well, we just decided that atheists are the ones that get to be married. But gay people don't. And I ask you, why is it you separate out a God-fearing and perhaps a God-believing homosexual from marriage? But an atheist who's straight, that's okay.
Well, you don't. First of all, you don't know if the homosexual is believing in God or not. You'd have to give. Now that's you'd have to ask the homosexual: is he believing in God, or is he not?
Why would you ask him? You don't ask the atheist. You don't ask anybody else.
Because. Take the phone, will you? I gotta have a signal.
Oh, Larry's going outside. Phil, they have a cigarette.
No, you haven't won.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to ask some questions here, you know?
Phil, Larry has had a very tough few years. You know, when Marcy left, she took the kids.
I know that.
And Larry swore up and down that he would devote himself to the betterment of our country. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful cause. But he has decided that in so doing that, he will live as a monk. He has deprived himself of the company of women. He has taken to doing some very bizarre things. I don't know if he's told you about the knotted ropes and the other things that he's done.
No, he has not.
He has?
No.
Well, I walked in on him the other morning, and he was beating himself with a knotted rope. He had tied... What is that?
Hold on. My phone just fired off here. Oh, you know what? I'm, Hi, doll. I'm on the air right now. So... Hello? Poor girl. She's scared.
Who is that?
Never mind.
Well, I will tell you, Phil, that he had a knotted up rope. He had tied something around very tightly around his testicles. And when I walked in and saw this, he went, ooh, and he put his hand over. He made that noise.
Hold on.
Hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Sorry. Oh. What happened? Hello? What happened there was a containment, just a bunch of stuff came together all at once. And so, anyway, welcome back to the program. There were phones being answered, right, Margaret?
Well, you had two phone calls come in, and I saw you trying to deal with that.
Well, what I should have done is turned the phone off, which is what I've just done right now. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, his mother was on the line. I don't know, who do I have, Gloria?
Larry, too, and Gloria.
I told Phil.
She's talking about some of the religious ablutions that I perform, and if you want to get into that, I don't think it's fair.
All right, Larry, whatever you're doing, you're beating yourself with a knotted rope, and you tied something.
Yeah, and Mother characterized it in a joking way.
That's exactly what you did. I was telling Mr. Henry when I walked in on you.
Mother, you know, does everybody in the world got to know what it is that I'm doing to get right with God? Does everyone have to know?
Why do you have to get right with God that way?
Because I feel as if I've sinned, I've committed a horrible sin, and I've got to get right with God.
But putting a cinch around your testicles...
What was this whole woo-woo? What was that about?
Because when I walked in on you the other morning, that's what you did. You went, woo, and you put your hand over.
All right, and you're sharing this with Phil's audience. Why?
I want Phil to know the depth of your trauma. And I think when Marcy and the kids left him, Phil, I think...
Okay, you know what? This is none of my business. Larry's right. We should not be talking about this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Thank you.
I'm not trying to embarrass him.
You're still talking about things that really we don't need to talk about. So, Gloria, I thank you very much.
But don't you think that should be discussed?
Maybe it should be discussed. I don't know, Larry, you were talking about...
I'm not afraid of saying I have sinned horribly. I've committed abominations beyond the scope of anything you can imagine.
Well, have you had gay sex?
No, I have not. No, I have not. No, I have not. But other things I've done.
Well, have you been violent?
No.
Is it sexual?
I wouldn't call it sexual.
but it's an abomination beyond anything I can imagine.
Yes. Just things that I've done, all right? Don't get into the specifics. I've done things that would make you, that would grow hair on your head, Phil. And I know you, that doesn't distress you, but I'm not about to get hair grown on your head at my expense. Okay?
Well, what if this would put hair on my head, what's wrong with just telling me what the sin was?
Because it would take years off my... It may kill me.
Oh, Larry, would you stop?
No, what do you mean stop?
Oh, Larry, what have you done that would make Mr. Hendry grow the hair?
You really want to know, because I want to get right with God. And I'm going to...
Well, Larry, if it's illegal, maybe you want to talk to a lawyer.
At this point, I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I've done, and then maybe you'll understand why it is I don't will do nothing from this day forward to displease the Almighty. This is tough.
Well, Larry, I don't want to know if you've hurt children.
No, I haven't hurt any children. The only person I hurt was God, and I defiled the laws of nature.
Oh, God, Larry, what...
I was, you know the Percivals, the field they have?
Oh, Larry, you're not talking about bestiality.
It's, no, but, hold on. The Percivals have a large field, Phil. They have goats. They live near us here. I went out into that field one night.
Yeah?
And I laid down under a tree out there. And while the goats were milling around me eating the grass, I pulled my pants down and masturbated.
Well,
is that it?
Is that it?
So now what you're going to do is, are you going to mock me?
No, I mean, is that it? Is that what you call the abomination beyond all?
Well, it sounds weird.
But it's not some horrifying sin.
Are you kidding me? Boy, get a load of the two of you. I went out into the field and paddled it with two goats who were looking at me.
But why is that any more of a sin than... I thought you were going to tell me you had sex with these goats.
Well, what's the difference? Now not only do I tell you one of the worst things I've ever done, now you want to sit there and pretend like it's no big deal, so I'll just keep on spilling more of the details. God!
Mary, we're not... I don't think it's that. It sounds bad to me, but that's my age group. But if Phil says it's okay...
Oh, if Phil says it's okay? Why don't you go out and do it then, Hendry? Oh, man, you know what? I'll tell you what. Go down to Devil Town, both of you. Both of you.
The phone. How dare you, Mary?
Go down to Devil Town.
Go down to Devil Town. That's what he called...
I know what it means. Are you telling me that that's the big sin? That's the abomination?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm not young. I don't know what's acceptable anymore.
Go to Devil Town!
Larry, go into your room and close the door.
Yes, please, please!
You're acting like a child. You're acting like a child.
Shut up!
So, you don't think it's bad?
No, it's not bad. I don't know what's going on with that he had to go out into a field and do it. What, was there company over that night?
I don't know. Which night was it, Larry?
None of your business.
I don't know.
I mean, are you kidding? I mean, the guy, you know, performed an act of self-abuse, laying under a tree in a field with two goats eating grass nearby. What does he think was bad with that?
The goats are looking at me? Almost as if we roomed together?
How is it you can hear Phil?
Hello, I got a radio on? Wow. Oh, God. Not only did I masturbate around goats, my mother is brain dead.
Larry, if you're listening, and please understand that it's just not that bad, man, and you really, you need a psychiatrist, not because you masturbated in a field with two goats nearby, but because you consider that to be just the most horrific sin that's ever been committed. You need a psychiatrist. You need intensive therapy. Your wife leaving you and the kids, something's happened to you, man. You know, the last thing you need to be doing is getting involved in politics.
Oh, I get it. So in other words, you get to be involved in politics, Mr. Funny Man, but the thing that I get to be involved in, which is politics, I don't get to do it.
No, you don't. No, because I'm not nuts. And you're not nuts either, but you're on your way.
Hear that, Larry? Mr. Henry says you're on your way.
Okay. Would you please thank Dr. Freud for me?
Oh, Larry.
No. Thank you, Dr. Freud.
Larry.
No, thank you very much, Dr. Phil Freud. Or is it Sigmund Henry? I don't care. I hope both of you go down to Devil Town.
All right, Larry, you've already said that. Larry, honey?
What?
None of the cake. I'm saving the carrot cake.
I didn't even get a piece?
No, none of the carrot cake. So, Phil...
All right, look, I've got to go because this is... it's pointless. It's pointless.
What can I do as his mother? I love Larry. I know he's a 50... He's almost a 50-year-old man. But I love him. What are you doing with that? I said none of the carrot cake.
It's not the carrot cake. It's the bun cake.
Well, I want to save that, too, but you can have a piece.
God!
So, in other words, right after he just told me the worst sin that he's ever committed in his life, he's having himself a piece of bundt cake.
Well, yeah, he didn't get his dessert tonight.
I didn't get any dessert. Is that all right with you, Henry?
All right. Let me just put Mrs. Thank you very much. We're putting Mrs. Grover on hold. This is a pointless conversation with a guy who is emotionally overwrought, Mr. Grover. Traditionally, one of the heads of conservatives of Kern County. He apparently has been mortified and otherwise has been traumatized by something that he did out in a field with two goats nearby. That has some significance. I don't know why. And he's here arguing about gay marriage. I just, Larry, if you're listening, I just really fear for your sanity. And I think once you clear some of these things up, these other issues in life may just take care of themselves a little more easily. You won't be so stressed out about them. And who knows, you may even get back together with your wife and kids. I think that's the best thing that can happen for you. The gay marriage thing, whatever, dude. You getting crazy because you blankety-blanked in a field with two goats watching as if you're roommates. These are insane thoughts. These are mental, you're mentally ill. These are not thoughts that a healthy man has, Larry. And I know you're listening. I know your mother's listening. You know, we care about you. We appreciated everything you've contributed to our show, but I fear for your sanity, and I encourage you to use your insurance or whatever you got, I don't know, and get in and talk to some professional about the things that are hanging you up, man, because it's too weird for words, what he just said to me.
I'd tell you about a guy doing something like that, and you don't think he's nuts?
No, the act itself doesn't bother me. The fact that he is,
Well, no, hold the phone, Phil. He said he went into a field with two goats staring at him, and he was...
Yeah, he said he's paddling.
If you go into a field and paddle it, okay, let's just say you go into a field to paddle.
Hold on, will you? No, I'm not going to have a discussion about it, all right?
Okay.
Not going to have a discussion about it, whatever reason he did. But the thing that's wrong with the guy isn't the fact that he went into the field and paddled it. It's the fact that this guy is going, he's wrought with guilt. Don't you understand?
No, I would be.
You would be? What the hell are you talking about? I mean, everybody's weird and everybody's different. Everybody does what everybody does. But being racked with guilt over something and going crazy over it, that's what's wrong with a guy.
Well, you heard him. He was perfectly fine having a piece of carrot cake.
I don't think that's significant of anything.
Why?
Because that's probably how he's dealing with the stress. He's going in and getting himself a big piece of cake. He's probably going to eat himself to 300 pounds worrying about this stuff. That's the next thing that's going to happen to him. He's going to have a heart attack over all this jazz. Don't worry about it. All right, we'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's get off this topic, please.
And I was looking forward to debating the idea of gay marriage with, well...
Yeah, well, guess what? Maybe we'll get back into it in a different way. I don't know. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. In the meantime, Kirsten Dunst, one of the actors that starred in Interview with a Vampire, wait till you hear what she said about kissing Brad Pitt. It ain't what you might think it would be.
What? Did she like it?
In any event, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. That she
Truth
liked it. No,
is our
that
bitch.
Be,
the I Phil Henry think. Show.
No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. I don't mean to be a child about this, but we were talking about. Well, get off of that, bud. I don't want to look at it.
But what's the matter?
Because if you fire up a video, we're going to get audio. We were talking about the beautiful actress Sofia Vergara of Modern Family, and she has blonde hair, and she's taken all the dark out of her hair because that's not the natural color. Natural color is blonde. So having removed all the dark color from her hair, because I assume they finished shooting their episodes for this particular run, it's now all over the internet and people are looking at this. And then I just saw what they said was her in a bathing suit, but you couldn't see her head. And it looked more like Kim Kardashian, you know.
Well, that's an insult to Sophia then, because Kim Kardashian is almost... and I say this with love, and kind, she's almost a monstrosity, you know?
And you say that with love, huh?
Well, Phil, I'm sorry, but she's... I told you last night, I'll tell you again, she's a monstrosity. And I think something needs to be done, and it has to be done right away.
Well, what's got to be done? I mean, someone's got fat.
When you're a woman like Kim Kardashian, and women are looking at you because they buy your perfume, they buy your clothes, they buy your fashion, they love your jewelry, they love... the design and the color and the everything that you do, and you allow yourself to devolve into that of a monstrosity.
Come on, Margaret, quit being so stupid.
Did you just call me what I think you called me?
Miss Gray, you gotta just not be...
butt out. Did you call me that?
Yeah, I did. I called you stupid. Quit being stupid. Quit saying a monstrosity. What an insult. The woman's pregnant. She puts on a lot of weight. She's already a big woman. I mean, she's got those curves that everybody loves to talk about, that big butt that everybody's in love with. God almighty, this society that we live in, they talk about mixed messages. One minute you want a voluptuous, curvy woman. The next minute when you finally find one, well, she's too fat. Then the poor, God forbid she becomes pregnant, and she puts on some weight like every other woman in America does, and suddenly she's a beast. I can't believe it.
When did you become a Kim Kardashian? You know that you're going against the grain when you support her, don't you?
I don't give a damn. What is the story with her? So she's stupid. So she comes off looking dumb. The things you just said now sound stupid.
I said that she doesn't want to become a monstrosity. Why is that stupid?
Calling her a monstrosity is insulting, and it's stupid talk.
I don't think she's a monstrosity. I think she's very beautiful. Although pregnant, she does look like, you know...
Yeah, she is beast-like.
Oh, well, then you guys are just as dumb. Beast-like.
But what's supposed to say?
Just say she's a pregnant woman. She puts on a little bit of weight. What is going to happen if you guys ever get married? God help your wives. Because women are going to put on that weight when they get pregnant. And Kardashian, you knew the minute that she got pregnant. And I don't know who said it last night, but they're absolutely right. Might have been Bobby. Thank you, Bobby, for injecting a little intelligence.
Oh, my God. Now all of a sudden she's intelligent. Boy, you give her a podcast and you're sucking...
Watch it.
I can't believe... This is you, Phil.
Yeah, it's true.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Here's Kim Kardashian's rear end and here's Phil.
Oh, grow up.
Yeah, man, that's exactly what's going on.
That is exactly what's going on.
All right, let me just say this. Number one, she is a woman who is somehow in the public eye because of her beauty. She's got that big butt because, the family, because of the jewelry, because they're eminently telegenic, because they've got TV shows. She's a smash hit, okay? She is everything that Paris Hilton was and more, because there's more to this woman. At least she's got no problem showing every aspect, if you'll pardon the...
Yeah, every aspect.
Okay, of her life.
Yes. Paris Hilton had a few boundaries. Paris Hilton did not stick a camera in a toilet.
Well, neither does Kim Kardashian.
Well, she might as well.
I just find it very interesting. I think it's very interesting. You know, I really do. I think it's interesting. Now, I know I don't pay that much attention to her. That's the problem. That's the problem that maybe people would have with a guy like Phil. Not with Phil Henry, but a guy like me or a woman like me. That I don't have this huge, obsessive hatred for all things Kardashian. The things that I see, I'm not particularly interested in them. I'm not necessarily turned off.
Why? You're sitting there stifling a belch, and you give me all kinds of...
Yeah, that's right, because I don't come right out and belch like you do. What are you looking at, bud?
Just you and every, you know, I just think that sweater looks bad.
Oh, what are you, all of a sudden a fashion designer or something?
Yeah, man, what are you, like Doug Dangler?
Doug Dangler, God, what a homo.
Will you shut up? Staring at me like you don't like my sweater or something?
That's the wrong color for you.
I was thinking the same thing.
What is it? Get out of here, the wrong color. So, when did he all of a sudden become a fashion designer?
He's got a very discerning eye.
You get the wrong color, and I just think you wear too much blue.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much, Tommy Hilfiger. I'll take that under advisement.
Who?
In any event, you're wearing the wrong color. Get a load of him.
But you all of a sudden become a fashion designer, man.
I'm not no fashion designer. Just looked like the color clash.
All right, enough. The fact of the matter is that I don't have any major problem with these. I know what they are. They're just a bunch of people that we watch on television, okay? I'm not going to get insane. I don't watch it. Now, I will tell you this. Being in the business that I'm in the media. So, the media. I was going to say I'm in the medium. I'm in a medium of radio. And so I'm seeing this stuff all the bloody time. Kardashian this, Kardashian that, Kardashian something else. I do ask myself, are they that compelling? And they must be.
Phil, I'm telling you, that woman and her family are very, very disliked by a lot of people.
Do you ever look at that Twitter feed that she's got?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather drink from a toilet at Dodger Stadium.
Well, okay. Well, while you're drinking from the toilet at Dodger Stadium, you ought to take a look at the Twitter feed that she's got. She's got people there that think she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, man. Millions and millions, and there are a lot of females, too. So don't give me this bull crap about how women hate her.
What do you mean, females? Are you sure they're not drag queens?
I don't know. But I there's a lot of female avatars, let me put it that way, all wanting to be her. What are you telling me, that she's got, like, she's a, she's got,
An F-hag. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Ugh. And that comment last night about how, give it a year and she's going to have an oxygen tube in her nose and Kanye's going to be at a club with a thin, waif-like Asian boy, that was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, but true.
No. We'll be back next hour with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, access thousands of hours of archived audio and more, including our video archive at philhendryshow.com. Talk to you in just a couple of minutes. You've got to reboot.
You've got to reboot the ISDN. That's what Dan said.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna Phil Hendry.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Well, I don't know. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We were just watching this show, Pinks, which is a drag racing show on Fox, on the Speed Network that Fox has, and it was between Billy Lashley and Janice Grant, huh?
Well, you can do all of your redneck voices.
Well, and Billy kicked her ass. Now, I was rooting for Janice. We all were, right?
Well, I was rooting for her. I knew she wasn't going to win.
Why wasn't she going to win? Just because she's a woman?
No, I don't think anybody is... No, look it. Are you kidding me? Drag racing? Shirley Muldowney? No.
Who's Shirley Muldowney?
You kidding me, man? Shirley Muldowney is one of the best drag racers ever.
Shirley Muldowney was in the 60s, was a great drag racer. She was in what they call the rails, you know, those big, long, little tiny wheels up front, big fat meats in the back.
Well, you ought to smile when you say something like that to a lady.
Are you kidding?
Well, what do you mean, big fat meat in the back? And this one over here...
Talk about a drag race car, not about your butt.
How dare you?
Well, Margaret, you're the one that's bringing it up.
What am I supposed to say? You said little tiny up front and the big meat in the back. And then this one's looking up my backside.
No, he wasn't. I was looking at him. He was cleaning his dirty, filthy, greasy fingernails.
Well, that's what he does when he doesn't want to be seen.
You know what, Margaret? Anyway, so we're watching this Janice Grant. She got her ass kicked, and I don't think it's because she's necessarily a crap driver, although she could be. But that doesn't have anything to do with her sex. That just has to do with, the, you know, she's a crap driver. Or she was in some piece of junk. Who knows? Well, so this guy, Billy Lashley, he just got himself the pink slip on Janice's...
seat.
You laugh like that one more time, bud.
Yeah, man, it's driving me crazy.
What did I do?
Y'all going...
He is. Are you going to do anything about it?
I'm telling you, bud. There's going to be a revolt now. People are ready to kick ass because you're going... So stop it, okay?
I can't even laugh anymore. God, the world... What a world that we live in.
What are you talking about?
That a man can't laugh at a funny thing. You're all making fun of it.
It's not that you're laughing. The laugh itself makes me want to hurt. I've never wanted to hurt an animal, any kind of animal. But when you laugh, bud, I want to hurt small ones. And not pretty. Not in a pretty way. I want to hurt them bad.
All right, I think we've heard enough, Margaret, because in a minute, I'm going to be calling the same doctor for you that I'm going to be calling when I get off the air for Larry.
So you're going to do it. You're finally going to do it. You're going to have him committed.
I can't have him committed. I'm going to have a doctor look at him. I'm going to have a psychiatrist look at him.
And you're going to have the same guy look at me. I don't think so.
You keep talking about hurting small animals. Yes, I will. Everybody is on notice. Do you understand? Everybody, including me. If I keep hearing weird stuff coming out of your mouths about hurting animals, driving high heels into people's eyeballs, you know, getting tensed up and crazy because you masturbate or whatever the thing is, I'm having everybody in to a psychiatrist to get evaluated. And I mean, I'm going to take you down there to Dr. Emery and he's going to read your EEGs.
You're not hooking me up to... You're not taking me down to that witch doctor.
He's not a witch doctor. Look him up online. The man is a respected pharmacologist. Witch doctor. He is one of the most respected pharmacologists in America. He treats people from all over the world. Thank God for the great work that he's done. And I'll leave it at that, Margaret. If you want to go on being batty, as my dear father used to say, dingy is two coats of paint, you go right ahead. But you're not working on this show.
Well, listen to you laying the law down.
Come on, Margaret, give it a rest.
I'll give you a rest.
Hey, hey. Kirsten Dunst. You remember the little girl, Kirsten Dunst? The first time we saw her was in Interview with a Vampire. She played that little child that ran afoul of the main vampire in the film, the vampire Lestat, played by Tom Cruise. And, of course, Tom Cruise's Lestat was playing opposite the vampire, good-natured, the well-meaning, and yet he didn't want to be a vampire, but there he was, Vampire Lewis, played by Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt, by the way, took that part when River Phoenix had died prior to the beginning of shooting of this. River Phoenix had won the part, and he died tragically before the movie started filming, and so it was Brad Pitt who was hired. Kirsten Dunst became from Anne Rice's book, this child that the two vampires find in an abandoned house. Her mother has died, and it's during a bubonic plague epidemic in New Orleans, as I remember, which New Orleans had back in the day in the early part of the 19th century. And as these two vampires are haunting the night streets of New Orleans, they come upon a house that is abandoned and the corpse of a woman long dead and a crying child. And this crying child is there with this corpse, the bubonic plague having taken this girl's mother. And in one of the most depraved acts, I think, that any film could possibly, render, the vampires turned this little child into a vampire.
Well, they didn't show, you know.
I forget now. To be honest with you, I forget. I saw the movie, I forget. I don't think they showed them biting this kid and making her into a vampire, but that's what happened. And so she was this little vampire. What happens is if you become a vampire, you, what are you guys looking at me for?
We're waiting for you to tell the story.
Well, I mean, you physically you stay the same. So she became older. Kirsten Dunst's character, this, and it must have been a very challenging part to play because she could have been more than 12 years old. But anyway, she gets older. So she becomes an adult in mind and in spirit and everything else, but she stays a little child. So... anyway, that's the character that she was playing. I think at one point in the film, there's a kissing scene between her and Brad Pitt. Kirsten Dunst is talking about it, gave an interview. She's now a woman, 30 years of age, beautiful woman now. But she was remembering back, so if she's 30 now, she would have been 10 years old or 11 years old when they filmed it. She was talking about kissing Brad Pitt, and she's not saying what you'd expect to hear from someone, quote, lucky enough to lock lips with the super hot movie star, end quote. It was just a peck, Dunst tells Bullet magazine when asked about the smooch she had with Pitt in the 1994 movie Interview with a Vampire. I remember Brad would watch lots of Real World episodes, she said. He had his hair long. He was just a hippie-ish guy. Everybody at the time was like, you're so lucky you kissed Brad Pitt. But I thought it was disgusting.
You are kidding.
No. But she's an 11-year-old girl. She said, I didn't kiss anybody until I was 16. I was a late bloomer. So she said that it was disgusting, and she also now posed for some sexy pictures.
What are you talking about?
She posed for some sexy pictures for a magazine.
10 years old.
Not anymore, man. She's 10 years old when she kissed Brad Pitt.
When did she do the sex picture?
Now. She's 30 now.
Well,
I agree with Bud. There's something wrong with that.
What's wrong with it? She's a 30-year-old woman.
Well, she's a 30-year-old woman, but you said that her growth was stunted.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong. I didn't say her growth was stunted. I said her character in the movie.
Yes, in Interview with a Vampire, the growth got stunted.
No, the character. The character.
You're saying because the vampire bit into her. Oh.
I don't understand.
That the vampire bit into her, she didn't get older. The carrot.
What carrot?
That's what you called it.
Character, man, not carrot.
It's called a character.
I thought you said carrot.
Is that what you think actors are called who are playing a part? Carrot? Are you serious?
No, it's called character, Bud, but I can understand his confusion.
Why? Tell me about this. Why do you understand his confusion?
Because it sounded like carrot.
But do you understand that even if you thought I said carrot, you'd think I said something wrong, wouldn't you?
I don't know, Phil. You have the story in front of you.
It's not a carrot. It's a character. That's number one. Number two, are you following me?
Yeah, it's a little tough.
It's a little tough? Think of how tough it is for me to try to get you guys to understand this. Kirsten Dunst's growth hasn't been stunted. The character she played in the movie, its growth, was her growth, whatever you want to call the character. Not a carrot, a character. Her growth was stunted by the vampire sucking the blood out of her and making her into a vampire.
So you're saying that in the film, Kirsten Dunst's growth was stunted?
Not Kirsten Dunst's growth, the character.
Well, Phil, it's the same thing.
Understand something, Margaret. That I'm ready to strangle you. That's number one.
Hold on.
I'm ready to strangle you. And I may strangle you because I have the sense that the two of you are screwing with me. But let's just say both of you are so stupid that I want to weep, and you don't understand what I'm saying. Kirsten Dunst, her growth wasn't stunted. The character, figuratively speaking, her growth was stunted by the vampire draining her blood. Now then, Kirsten Dunst not having her growth stunted, and the movie ending, and everybody saying goodbye, it was fun working on the movie now, we're going back into the world and we're being people. She grew up.
So she did get bigger.
That's all we wanted to know. Why are you angry?
Because there's no such thing as vampires, and so her growth wouldn't have been stunted. Yes, she got older, and yes, she got bigger. And as she got bigger, she posed for some pictures in a magazine.
Well, thank you for explaining it, because
Margaret... All right, we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. I think you were the only two that didn't understand this.
When you said that she had the blood drained, that's when I felt a chill. Because I was thinking...
Never mind. We'll be right back, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Tiger Woods, by the way, did he steal Lindsey Vonn from Chris Humphries? That's the story that we're hearing here. Tiger Woods stole the man's woman. We're going to find out more when we come back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jeff Dunn to join us in just a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I thought we had Jeff Downer on, but we're going to go to Chris Garvin, who is a golf writer. Chris is a freelance golf writer. He's contributed to Golf Magazine. He's contributed to a variety of sporting journals covering the sport of golf. And, Chris, we welcome you to our program tonight. Haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Well, as good as can be expected, Phil, in the crazy world of golf that we're looking at right now. This is great, looking at Tiger Woods, climbing back up the leaderboard the way that he has over the last few weeks. I'm very excited about it, and it's unfortunate that there's a story that has come to the fore.
Well, you've done an awful lot of the work on this story. Tiger Woods, quote, stole Vaughn from Chris Humphreys. Tell me about it.
Well, there's not a lot to tell about it. Boy meets girl, boy steals girl from other boy, boy gets angry, that would be Chris Humphreys, and Tiger Woods has been the beneficiary, I think, of the charms of a very lovely young lady, Lindsey Vonn, and you know, Tiger Woods does not have the goodwill of the sporting press right now. Let's be very, very clear about this, Bill, because I think I'm one of the few writers out there that's given it a fair shake. Tiger Woods is playing a lot better game of golf, and we certainly are appreciative of the fact that he's back on top of the leaderboard. But let me tell you something, Phil. When Tiger Woods, when his personal life becomes a part of the sports page, people are really upset of it, of reading about that.
Tell me what, but that's what we're going to talk about here. I mean, tell me, I just saw, by the way, that his ex, Aaron Lindgren, or whatever her last name is.
Yeah, the last name of his ex-wife, the one who was the center of so much embarrassment and controversy when Tiger Woods was reportedly, and I underline the word reportedly because we don't really know, and I don't think we're ever really going to know how many women he was involved with when he was married to Aaron, but her last name is Lindgren. Lindgren, it's an Icelandic name. It's not even a Norwegian name. It's an Icelandic name. So there's a lot of syllables. There's extra syllable there. Aaron Lindgren, and she was the married. She was the one that was married to Tiger Woods. The reason why I'm saying that is it's very interesting to know that people are not really, people are not really interested in how her last name was pronounced. All they knew was that her last name was Woods, and now that she's not married to Tiger Woods anymore, they don't care what her last name is.
Well, she's got to have a new last name because she's now dating a multi-millionaire engineer.
I don't know what the gentleman does. I do know that he has made his money and he's made his mark in this world, and that's where she is right now.
So Tiger Woods reportedly romanced Lindsey Vonn while she was dating Kim Kardashian's estranged husband, Chris Humphreys. Tell me about that.
Tiger Woods, he acknowledged his romance with Lindsey Vonn on March the 18th. There was a lot of speculation, as you know. Tiger Woods is 37 years of age. Lindsey Vonn is 28. They simultaneously announced they confirmed the relationship and they posted pictures of themselves as they were together. Lindsey, he said, here's the quote that I got from Tiger Woods. This is the quote that I got. And I had to fight my way through a crowd of reporters to get this quote as Tiger Woods was going into the hotel here. So he was saying, no comment as they usually do. And I said, Tiger, you know, you owe it to your fans. Let's get a comment. Let's get you on the record. And a lot of these writers have kind of stepped back and said, whoa, you know, what are you, where'd you come from? And I said, the name's Chris Garvin. I've been freelance. I know a lot of these guys. But I said, Tiger, let's get you on the record. And he said, Lindsey and I have been friends for some time. And I wrote this down verbatim, as did the other writers there. Lindsey and I have been friends for some time, but over the last few months we've become very close and we're now dating, Tiger said. Later on they said that I didn't get that quote, that he had written that down on his website. Yeah, he did write it down on his website after he told me, and I have about half a dozen other writers that said that he said this to me before he said it on his website. Now, according to Us Weekly, the couple became official after Lindsey broke it off with Chris. And there was speculation, by the way, when she said that she had broken it off. Believe it or not, a lot of these juvenile writers out here were wondering, well, what did she break off? And they wanted to see, they were going over the hospital records of Chris Humphreys that had been admitted with that stuff that they got busted off.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. And, this is what I'm traveling with. These are the guys that I know, and I love them all. They're great writers, but they are the stupidest bunch of guys. You're talking about stupid people. So the chief broke it off. And they said, well, what did he been? They went over to the hospital to find out if Chris Humphreys had another thing that was busted off. Can you believe that?
No, I cannot believe that. That's okay. So they found out that Chris Humphreys didn't have anything broken off, that she'd just broken it off with Chris Humphreys.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole thing, if you wouldn't use that phrase, because if you use that phrase, And I've got a bunch of guys that are in the bar right now, so I'm going to go over and talk to this guy on the radio in America, Phil Henry. And when you just said that she didn't break it off, but she did break off, that's what we're trying to avoid using, because I don't want any of these guys to get the wrong idea. They know I got an inside line on a lot of the stuff that was being said about Rince Yvonne.
Okay. But don't say break it off?
No, don't say break it off, because a lot of these guys are thinking because of the violence in the story.
All right. Us Magazine reported Lindsay and Chris Humphreys, both of them are from Minnesota. They were able to bond over their shared careers as athletes. Eventually, Tiger won her over. So that Minnesota, and the Minnesota athletes are a rather hardy breed, aren't they?
Well, they're a very hardy breed. They're blonde and good-looking. Chris Humphreys is not blonde. There might have been, when you look at Chris Humphreys, there's probably a little race mixing. And I say that with the greatest of respect to Mr. Humphreys, but it looks to me like there's race mixing.
There's what?
There was race mixing that went on with Chris Humphreys in the background. Lindsey Vonn, on the other hand, is white. You can't get any whiter than Lindsey Vonn. She is white. And I think Tiger Woods attracted to that, and like the same way a lot of white guys attracted to a black girl, a lot of black guys attracted to a white girl. Because it's something different, you know? And I know you had a black girlfriend, didn't you, Phil?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're attracted to her because of the exoticness of it. And I think that's why Tiger Woods is attracted to Lindsey Vonn, because of the exoticness. But I would say that Lindsey Vonn is that's as white as it gets. But Tiger Woods is not as black as it gets. Now, when you were dating that black girl, I've met you, Phil, and I would say that you are pretty white. Was your girlfriend, was she real dark? See, that part I don't know.
This conversation suddenly is...
I apologize. I was just trying to find out just how black it was.
You know what? I thank you very much.
When I say something wrong, I mean to say anything.
That's okay, Chris. Thank you very much. It's just one of those nights. We've talked about ex-girlfriends of mine and how black they were. I don't particularly care to discuss that. Thank you very, very much. Wow.
Well, I think it's a natural place for the conversation to go. But I do agree that it's really neither here nor there. Tiger Woods is going out with Lindsey Vonn. She's very lovely. I think that the one thing that he didn't cover there, that Chris Garvin didn't cover, is the fact that Tiger Woods is far, intellectually, I think, far superior to Chris Humphreys. Is a nice man. He looks like a nice young man. But I don't think there's a lot of brain surgery happening there, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well, he just looks like the big, dumb ape type, you know?
Well, Margaret, do we have to get insulting with every comment that we make here? You know?
Well, I'm saying it from the stereotype. Chris Humphreys looks like a wonderful young man. I'm sure he would have made a wonderful husband. I think he was boring for Kim. I think she found him dull. I think she found him to be just one big dull ape. And,
So what? She wants a dull little ape?
What do you call it? Hey, wait a minute. You talk about Kanye West?
I'm just saying he's not all that interesting.
A lot more interesting than this guy Chris Humphreys.
Well, I mean, Kanye West is an artist. Maybe that's the thing that she wanted. Thank you very much, Chris Garvin, for that very, very weird report. Asking, all kinds of inappropriate questions. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. I just thought it was.
Oh, I still want me to talk about it. I used to have been though.
I did. I did say something and you kept on talking about it.
I know of.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. So I guess we just sort of didn't rip into Tiger Woods. Thank you very much, Chris Garvin, for your joining us. But I would say this, Bud, in answering your question. If we are going to have guests and you detect that they've been drinking.
That's what I was going to say, yes.
What do you want me to say?
I would say put them on hold and then I'll talk to them during the break. It sounded to me like he'd had a couple of pops.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
Because he was talking about being in the bar with the other writers. And they knew he was going to be talking on the air with me, and I don't know, just a lot of very weird jazz that was going on there. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? This is exactly what I was talking about, this Kardashian family. This kid, Kendall Jenner, she's the second youngest daughter in the Kardashian-Jenner clan. And
why is your name Jenner and not Kardashian?
Because her dad's Bruce Jenner.
Her dad's Jenner, and the other ones, her dad was Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, does she have... Oh, man, that's bad. That's bad.
Why?
Well, she looks like her dad. Her face is stretched.
Her face is not going to be stretched. You mean like Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, her dad's face is all cooked up and stretched looking.
No, her dad had a... You know that he had a facelift.
Yeah, no, I know, but it, the way he had it done, he got his face taut. It was too taut.
Yeah, that's true, man. When he got his face stretched.
Okay, back it off with the face stretch. The guy had a facelift. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Well, why do you think she's going to look like him?
Because he's her dad. God, figure it out, man.
Yeah, figure it out.
Oh, figure it out? He had a facelift, man. His face was altered by a surgeon. She's not going to look like that. She's going to look the way the Jenner genes would make her look. Bruce Jenner was an extremely handsome young man when he was an athlete. He got older. He decided that his face was looking kind of trucked, so he decided to go to a plastic surgeon and make it look worse.
Well, what are you laughing at?
I just think it's funny. You know, geez, I'm really looking kind of old. I know. Why don't I make myself look like I've been in a 10-alarm fire?
God, man.
Well... So she's not going to look like that.
Well, I don't understand. If that's her dad.
Oh, you guys have got to be kidding me. Her dad had a facelift, so that means it would be like this. Okay, bud, you ready?
Yeah.
Suppose you were going to have a kid.
Okay.
And suppose right now, because I got tired of you and all of your bullcrap, I busted your nose, okay? So now you have a flat nose.
Yeah.
Do you think your kid's going to have a flat nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, it stands to reason.
How is the kid going to come out with a flat nose if I busted his nose?
Because the gene, the nose will be bent in.
Yeah, won't it make the nose bend in?
No, it ain't going to make the nose bend in. Are you crazy or something? Because I punch him in the nose and a baby's going to come out with a flat nose?
I'm not saying a baby's nose is going to be busted, though. I'm saying the nose will be flattened out.
Let me ask you a question. Suppose your wife's pregnant with a kid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And while your wife's pregnant, I bust your nose flat. Are you telling me the kid in the womb, the nose will go...
Bill, don't laugh. You're...
Yeah, what are you saying?
Are you telling me that the kid in the womb, the nose is going to flatten?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that how it works?
We're talking about the DNA. Isn't that what you were saying about a DNA?
Dude, you don't even know what DNA is, man. I'm not going to get into discussions of DNA. I'm talking about genetic trait, physical genetic traits, okay?
Yeah, ain't that the DNA?
Doesn't make any difference if it's DNA. Doesn't make any difference if it's genes, nothing else. You understand? We're talking about something that goes back generations. You don't alter it by a physical act 3 weeks before the kid's born. I punch you in the nose, I bust your nose, it gets flattened or whatever. The kid's still going to come out with a normal nose.
We're going to come out with Bud's nose.
A combination of Bud's nose and his wife.
That'd be Vivianne.
Okay, Vivianne.
She's got a flat nose. Well, no, not really.
No, she doesn't. She's very lovely.
Well.
You know, you're going to have to get with it, man. Seriously, you can't have a kid, and your kid's going to come up to you and ask you these questions, and you're going to be sitting there with your thumb in your ear going, yeah, duh, duh.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a, you know, it can go either way.
What do you mean it can go either way?
Yeah, I just don't think you explained it too good, that's all.
I explained it pretty, you know.
Well, Phil, there are ways of explaining these things. If you're telling him that his daughter or son will come out with a flat nose because you broke his nose, it stands to reason. You see?
No, I don't. And I think that you guys, again, tonight are in a dumb cloud. I think dumb dust has descended on the studio. If you guys think that I'm going to buy that you are, you know, is Bruce Jenner's daughter. Let's get back to Kendall Jenner, okay?
Yeah, that's who we're talking about.
Okay, fine. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? Now, why would she be skinny when she has aunts who've got butts the size of the Blarney Stone?
Well... That her butt will, you know, balloon out.
Yeah, it probably would.
Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? The second youngest, her butt will balloon out. Is Kendall Jenner too skinny? The second youngest daughter in the Kardashian-Jenner clan is piping up about detractors who think she's too thin. I'm constantly criticized for being too skinny, the 17-year-old told Harper's Bazaar, Arabia.
What does that mean? Arabia? What does that mean?
I don't know. She's talking to Harper's Bazaar, Arabia. How many different magazines have they got? This is the Arabian version of Harper's Bazaar. Now, do they like their women with big asses down there or skinny? I don't know. I'm trying to gain weight, but my body won't let it happen. What people don't understand is that calling someone too skinny is the same as calling someone too fat. It's not a nice feeling. You're right, kid. Even half-sister Khloe Kardashian Odom called Jenner a supermodel who eats crap all day. For the record, it's still a problem that we'd all like to have, says Nardine Saad, writing for Harper's Bazaar Arabia, where I guess everybody is as fat as can be. Jenner, the daughter of Olympian Bruce Jenner and Kardashian momager Kris Jenner, signed with prominent modeling agency Wilhelmina in 2010. She's been working to carve out a career path independent of her famous half-sisters Kourtney, Kim, and Khloe, who pretty much jump-started Jenner's career by association. So her sister, or her aunts are involved.
Well, naturally they're going to be interested in her.
But you see, this kid is saying something that's really important. Calling her skinny, and then they call people fat. You know, these magazines, I don't know who the hell these writers think they are or who these magazines think they are, but, you know, you're causing people, especially these kids, to get so confused over what they look like, man, they might as well just go out and have their face lifted and have somebody punch them in the face for all the good it's doing them. You know, they're too skinny, they're too fat.
Some of them are very rail thin, but some are too monstrous. I shouldn't say monstrous. Some of them are gargantuan.
You think that's a better word?
Some of these models are hefty. They weigh in at a big, hefty...
See, everything you're saying, this is why it's a problem, you know?
Phil.
No, this is why it's a problem. She's hefty. She's gargantuan. She's... What was the word you used yesterday? Titanic.
I'm trying to find the right word.
What about just overweight?
I'm trying to fight. I think that's insulting. She's overweight. I would rather use a word that is a little less harsh. She is she's a big thing.
A big thing. That's flattering.
No.
What about this? What if you said a woman, you say overweight too much?
I think it is, yes.
What if you said she is a bit of, she's a large. There's a big thing, like she's a roll, she's a mound.
Yeah, what about that?
I like that.
A mound? You people are flipped out.
You seem to be the only one that can say anything right tonight, Phil.
Jenner, the daughter of Olympian Bruce Jenner. So anyway, the kid's saying, you know, quit calling me skinny because it's just as insulting. I'm trying my best with what I want to do. Keep in mind that I've got an aunt with an ass on her the size of the entire continent of the United States. My other aunt has got a kisser on her that would stop time. My other aunt, and she goes on to describe, and then she says that my grandmother, who is she to talk? My grandmother is lucky, with a capital L, that she landed a guy like Bruce Jenner, even if he does look like he stuck his face in an airplane propeller.
She really said that.
No, she didn't.
Even I know he's kidding.
And it seems like she'll get family support no matter what she decides on. Sister Kim Kardashian touted her younger sibling's Harper's shoot in which she showcased designs from Gucci, Calvin Klein, Robert Cavalli, and Marc Jacobs, according to the Daily Mail. All right, so the kid is, you know, that's a family that just ain't going to quit, man. They are not going to quit. That family, they got it going on big time. Lots of money and everything else. World-famous Phil Henry Show, of course, is available on demand as well as live. If you have a backstage pass, you can tune in and watch our show right now as it happens here from the El Pacifico, or if you'd like, you can watch us on demand. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, we have streaming media now available for all kinds of devices at philhenryshow.com. You can watch us live or you can watch us on demand. You can listen to it or listen to the podcast the next day. We also have close to 5,000 hours of full radio shows, not bits, not segments of shows, not 1 hour or two, the entire damn show going back over a decade. So you know, it's we like to say the largest archive of any single radio show anywhere, and so far nobody's even dared try to prove us wrong. That's how much material we have. So with a backstage pass of $9.99 a month, there's not a better deal out there. So check it out. Pick up a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Tell you how my day went. A lot better than yesterday, I can assure you. On with Brian and Jill this morning and other news. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I don't. I'm thinking back to the old movie Saturday Night Fever, and John Travolta's got a line that's just hysterical. I mean, it brings the house down. When his mother smacks him, he's got on bib.
Well, it's a napkin tucked in.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to get any of the gravy on his shirt, because he's going out dancing that night. And his mother hits him, and he says, "She hits my hair. I spend all night working on it, and she hits it." And that's what I think he ad-libbed.
Well, Phil, no. They have to stick to the script. Excuse me for one moment. I'm sorry, Phil. Well, you're making a big deal out of it.
Yes, I am. I don't think I think he ad-libbed that. I think he did, because it's just too good, man. You can't write anything that good. Well, yes, you can. I don't know. All right. One more piece of news.
Wait just a moment. Why can't you write something that good?
Yes, you can. It just the way he delivered it seemed to me like maybe he ad-libbed it, and they said, "Oh, that's pretty funny. Keep it in." All right. Colt McCoy is the target of more rumors Wednesday, with reports claiming that he will now be staying with the Cleveland Browns. The man, who has a name like a gay porn actor.
Let's see that. Let me see.
Don't pull it out of my hand, but I'll show it to you, okay?
You should watch the way you say "pull it out of my hand."
Yeah. There. See?
So he's not, is he gay?
No, he ain't gay. You're the guys that brought up the Colt McCoy thing. According to an ESPN report, McCoy will remain on the Browns roster for the coming season, even though he lost his spot to Brandon Whedon who's on the line?
I've got Jack Iger. You want to talk to him? He's on the line. He's going to talk.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, this is Jack Iger. I just wanted to tell you that this Colt McCoy, this is a young guy that Burnley was signed by the Browns. As you know, there's these rumors that you're talking about. Now, I wanted to just get to the point of what you were saying, that this kid is gay. He's not gay. And the name Colt is apparently a name that's being used by a lot of mothers and a lot of fathers. It's a new generation name. You understand what I'm saying? So the kid has a name that...
A lot of boys are being named?
Yes, yes, and I can tell you that I had no idea, and I was talking to Peggy, my wife, and she had mentioned that I think one of her friend's grandkids is named Colt, and I remembered when we were younger, back in the 70s, I was doing football. The Dallas Cowboys had a defensive back by the name of a wide receiver by the name of Golden Richards. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Now, you can make all kinds of dirty jokes if you want to, and I know that Don Berman over at Channel 19 News, he was talking about the guy that they had doing weather for them, Golden Showers. And I said, "Is that a real name?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, one of those two has got to be fake."
I think it's a fake name. Don's he's telling you that's a real name?
That's what he said to me.
I think it's a fake name. And his name was Goldie. And when he won the Emmy, he insisted that he be called Golden.
But what part do you think is fake?
I think the last name's fake. I think the first name, he probably did have the name Golden. Because that was a common, like you were saying, that was a common name to call some, I think it was more regional. I don't know of anybody outside of the Southeast, any boy named Golden.
Well, all right, you don't know of any boy named Golden, but you know at least two. You know Golden Richards, you know this guy, Goldie Showers, right? So what parent is going to call him that? And not envision a life in pornography. That was the point that I was trying to make.
But so, in other words, they named him that because they figured he was going to be in porn.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Now, you told me that it's a made-up name, that this guy Showers, that's not his real last name. I have to say, okay, I'll defer to you on that. But I don't know if that's the case. Now, we move on to this Colt McCoy. I don't know whether do his parents, did they want him to play football? Did they want him to be in the porn movie? I have no idea.
Well, I don't know of any parent that's going to name a kid so he's aptly named for a career in pornography, unless they are mentally disturbed or they're criminal or there's something else even worse that's wrong with them, okay?
Well, I would agree with you, Bill, but again, there's no accounting for taste. When I talked to Peggy, she knows at least two other couples where they named a kid Colt. But again, I clarify, did they want the kid to go into porn? She kind of shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't know. It's a big secret.
A big secret? You know what? I think what you need to do is ask her a little bit more closely. I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
Well, it's a very weird name.
I don't. You know what, man? I'm not going to buy that. I'm just not going to buy that. All right. So that's the story. Thank you very much, Jack.
All right. I thought I would clear that up.
Well, he didn't clear up anything.
You're talking about they name a kid like that.
Nobody's going to name their kid so that the guy's going to be in porn, okay?
Well, they call you Robert Leonard, you'd be in porn.
That has nothing to do with porn. Bud Dickman does.
Yeah, the name Bud Dickman, now that's closer to a porn name, okay?
No.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's where that's at. Don't make a big thing out of the name, man. Don't make a big thing out of the name. So anyway, today we went and did the Brian and Jill show, and Brian Phelps and Jill Whalen over there at their studio in North Hollywood, and I had a lot of fun. I always have a lot of fun, and we brought Bobby Dooley with us, and she was a scream, and Brian was, and Jill was, and Jill, as I was talking to her, and I know her as a comic actress, and I know her as a very funny woman, and somebody does great impressions, and is fantastic on the show with Brian. I wasn't aware that was the little girl that was on Love Boat.
Who was?
Jill Whalen.
That's the little girl Steubing?
She played, yeah, she was the one on Love Boat.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Isn't that interesting? So, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at Instagram, there's a picture of me on Instagram, and I think we also put up a picture today, or maybe not, of when I was in the studio with them on Facebook, and you can see there's Jill, and that is the little girl on the Love Boat. She was Captain Steubing's daughter. Remember her?
Yeah, I sort of remember. What? Didn't she, like, fall in love with Captain Steubing?
No, you idiot. She was the daughter.
She was the daughter, man.
Oh. Didn't she fall in love with a man?
I don't know who she fell in love with. She was a little girl. I mean, that she played a character that was, I thought, very wholesome, and she played a character that people could relate to. There wasn't anything aberrant about her. She was just this, and she was with her dad, and I think there was something having to do with the parents, you know, like the parents were divorced or something. But that's Jill, and
so what kind of, so you like her?
Very nice lady. Very nice. Very hardworking. She's a mom. She's a wife. And her and Brian were going to do a radio show, and they decided, no, you know what? We want to. They wanted out of the radio grind, and they started doing the podcast. And I think the radio thing has become less and less of an option for so many people because it just doesn't pay the money that it used to pay. So you'd rather take your chances out there selling your own podcast, especially since there seems to be an increasing market for it. And more and more people want podcasts because you can listen to them anytime you want as opposed to a radio show. We'll see. Anyway, that was quite a bit of fun this morning. World famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry and Dan Northcraft. And of course, we are online at philhendryshow.com. We invite you to join us there with a backstage pass and all of the excitement that can be had with that backstage pass. Including all the hours of archived radio, et cetera, so on and so forth. So join us, won't you? And until tonight at 10 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, folks, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.